You know, normally we smoke those, but filled with weed.
Oh, you're fucked up, huh?
Yeah.
Right? You know, down the street called Santa Monica Boulevard, right?
Right.
All right, what's up?
You're not into the blunts?
Who?
Blunts. Like when you take that and you fill it with weed?
What? These guys right here, that's one thing. Don't get me high.
They don't get you high.
You know, you can tell everybody.
A little head high.
I know, baby. Come on. Come on, sing with me. Shit.
Love bullshit, right? Go ahead.
Damn, I'm impressed that you still got the gold nails, though, too. I'm, like, noticing mad shit before I can even get into the shit I wrote down.
All right. Sad, right?
No, I don't think it's sad.
I don't. What? And?
It's on point.
You know, it's amazing, dude. So, is it going in your house, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a girl in the bed masturbating, and you sit down in a chair and smoke a cigar and say, hey, or a joint. Smoke two joints in the morning. I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel all right. Go ahead.
God damn it.
No, I mean, I have like strong memories of that song from as a kid. That was so random.
Bratty.
I don't smoke.
Sublime.
Huh?
Sublime, right?
I don't smoke cigars. Honestly, those things made me sick every time I tried to smoke them before. Right. How much you spend on that?
What?
The cigar.
This black guy here is awesome. This kid right here is about $20.
$20. See, we're putting $20 worth of weed in the backwood for sure.
Oh, man. Really?
Yeah.
Is it brain cells, right?
Brain cells get lost for sure.
I know, kind of fucked up.
Were you on a big weed thing for a long time, or was that ever a big part of your life?
No.
Never that into the weed?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
You know, I just had Usher in here, and I forgot to ask him about lean. Because he confessed that he posted a naked photo on Instagram when he was off the lean. But I forgot to ask him about that. At least you never did that.
What?
He did. I swear to God.
You know what? What I said to you earlier, I said, guess what? Intrigue me. Intrigue me, right?
What else? Is that intriguing to you? Usher posting naked photos off the lean?
This is fun, right? I love commitment.
Right.
Right?
Commitment.
Right? See the girl right there?
Yes.
She asked me to do some real cool things to her.
Cool things?
Yes.
Define cool things.
I don't know. Let's find out. Cool things.
We're going to be doing that here?
Oh, man. It's got an empty blank slate.
That is a good point. A podcast. I mean, think about
it. Here we go right here, damn it.
A podcast is just us on camera for an hour. So we can do whatever we want.
We do an hour, damn it.
Okay, we don't have to do an hour.
Yeah, so don't forget, I'm black. I'm cool as fuck.
You are cool as fuck. That's
Thank
a good point.
You.
Yeah.
I'm over it. That's what, these are the boss men of love, baby. That's what I told the guy earlier. He wouldn't believe me. I said, thank you for taking care of my kids. I love this guy, Brandon.
Brandon.
Awesome guy. His family in Brooklyn. Awesome people, man. Very awesome. He got a good team with him. Right here, a good team. Respect, respect.
And they take care of your kids, literally?
They love my kids. He loves my kids.
How old are your kids these days?
Wait a minute.
Putting you on
days.
The spot?
These days.
How the hell am I supposed to know?
These days? God damn it. Okay, 16, 17.
Okay. So how is that? How's that going? It's pretty crazy seeing them.
It's like most of the shit, huh?
Entering adulthood?
Well, trying to.
Trying to.
Trying to, man.
Yeah.
It's very difficult being an athlete and a famous person to try to watch over things that you can't watch.
Right.
Ooh, another quote.
Just constantly.
Another quote. Fuck.
So is that, do you often feel like crushed by the immense weight of your own celebrity, I guess is really the overall theme of this, right?
But I'm so sad at the fact that I'm so selfish about me.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people can confess that about themselves as far as making money and being a famous person. I say it all the time. I say, I'm so fucking selfish. I should take time out to try to be a father.
Right.
It hurts a lot.
That's a big decision to make.
It hurts a lot. But guess what? I'm trying my ass off to try to understand my kids.
Right.
Thank you. Even though I fucked the mother.
That was a crucial part of how they came to exist.
Okay, right.
Right.
Right, cool.
So what is it that you have a hard time understanding about the 16 and 17-year-olds? They probably know about this show. The young kids love this. And they're probably going to be like, they're finally going to be like, all right, he's hip.
You know, somebody said, well, my kids, they say, hey, how you doing? At Black Knight, he said, what's my shoes? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. How about spending time with me?
Right.
Spend time with me.
Do you feel like they just want money from you?
Oh, man, sometimes. But you know what? I love them to death.
Right.
I love them. That's what I say. Over time, they will understand that I'm your real dad.
Right.
See, people don't talk like this, right?
Do they have like a stepdad? Is there another guy in the...
That's awesome.
No, I'm just saying, are there other...
No, come on. You can't miss sperm, honey, right?
Huh?
Can you miss sperm?
Sperm. Can you mix sperm?
Yes. Can you ever do, like, you jack off, I jack off, and then we blend together?
Well, I mean, could we? Yeah.
Really, guy?
No, but... Okay. Like,
come on, you can't do that.
Allow me to just throw this out there. I read this book called Sperm Wars. It's basically about, like, what happens when, you know, you inseminate a woman. And I guess it's pretty common that a woman will have two different sperm inside her at the same time that will be both fighting to inseminate the egg. Not that that's what you're dealing with, but...
No, it's called, like, incision, right?
I don't know. Whose sperm you think swims faster, yours or mine? I mean, you're a professional athlete.
Mine's been diluted a lot.
Same, actually, though, really.
Pretty much, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, most guys out there, they do one thing, slinging cock, right?
Right.
You know, slinging cock. Look at this. Like this guy. So
you're making me feel like my own microphone's kind of gay.
Guy. Right in your mouth. Yeah. Like, what the hell?
Now I feel like I got to get this thing out of here.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know. My girl told me that my jizz tastes like weed.
Ooh. You know what, man? Seriously? Tequila? Vodka.
Tequila and vodka. See, I don't drink enough. Maybe my nut would taste like that, too.
I'm saying, right?
Right.
Sucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Were you a tequila guy or a vodka guy?
Hmm?
Am I triggering you by even mentioning this?
But it's cool, though. Guess what? When they swallow, women.
When women swallow, as the case may be.
Women.
Right.
But I'm saying, but it's okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
No, it's great.
It's okay. It's okay.
You know what stands out to me?
What?
I think my first ever wet dream when I was like 13.
This is bad because there was a guy yesterday said, Dennis, you know what? It was at some place called Thin Lizzy. In Costa Mesa. And a guy came with a cowboy hat and he's kind of overweight. He came and he said, Dennis, hey, Dennis, guess what? I used to masturbate about you. I was like, what?
I wasn't going to say that.
Don't notice. I was like, what? He goes, I used to masturbate with you. I see you on TV. I just masturbate. I said, oh, God, come on. Right?
People just come up to you and just share wild shit.
Dude,
huh?
You don't even know, brother. How about you? But tell me and you, like at the Ritz-Carlton or the Four Seasons of Beverly Hills, right? Just me and you, right?
Okay.
That come on, guys. Like watch this. Dennis Robin told this tattoo guy over here. Don't even know his name.
Adam.
Yeah. Okay, Adam.
The first man.
Okay, so anyway, so I'll take you out to the Beverly Hills Hotel and watch some guy with his wife pay me to fuck his wife.
This happens.
A lot.
A lot? How much do you slang dick for? $30,000.
A price?
Is that cheap? Or is that a lot? I don't know.
No, that's kind of cheap, right?
$30,000 for you to fuck my wife.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. What a deal. That sounds like a deal.
No, guess I got more stories you want.
Do I get to film it? I want to know how much you got paid to fuck someone's wife.
No, I just did it for free.
For free?
It was called courtesy fuck.
Right.
I'm sorry.
No, I mean, you've been in the game for a long time. It's good that you're doing it for the love of the sport.
Called courtesy fuck, yeah. God damn it.
So were you just doing it for the love of the game? Like she was hot, you wanted to do it?
No, I just felt like, I guess it's my time to make some cool
memories.
Why not, right?
Right.
You know, I want to die right.
Right.
You know, I want to be frozen. And so people look at me and say, yeah, I used to fuck with that guy. And guess what? And I look at her ass and guess what, though? I'm not going. Just look at you, damn it, like a billboard. You ever see billboards on the street, and guess what? When you try to pass by it, the eyes still watch you. The eyes are watching you.
From the billboard?
Oh, do you even notice that shit?
Wait, so what? There's eyes that are sort of set tracking you?
No, have you noticed that bullshit?
Not really.
Right? Tried.
So pay attention to the billboards.
All you have to do is what they keep walking. Watch through the eyes watch you.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
We should get a billboard. Me and you just...
Dude,
we should
do it, man.
Yeah, I'm down.
You know,
they're not that much. We could get the one across the street. It's like $5,000.
So my cock in your hands, right?
Well,
my cock in your head at Santa Monica Boulevard. Come on.
Is that the vibe that you're getting from me?
I don't know. A white horse?
You're getting the vibe that I want to jerk you off or something?
Oh, man. We talk about, you know, masturbating, right?
No. Okay. Let me just start over with this. When I was 13, right. I think my first ever wet dream was about Carmen Electra while you were dating her. So you were living my literal dream, and it's not like that dream was in my control in any sense, and that was like my earliest sort of memory of what it was like to bust a nut.
Yep. You know, it's amazing, when I first met Carmen, we were at the Key Club here over there in Sunset. It was amazing when I met her and she took her clothes off. I said, oh my God, I got an asthma attack. Just like, what the fuck? I said, wow. Like, oh my God. And it's like, imagine that, Carmen Electra. I mean, just
still probably looks pretty good, but back then, at that time, sheesh.
Right?
So how'd you met her? You just met her at the club?
Yeah.
And things just went from there? Were you aware of how overwhelmingly hot she seemed to the rest of the population at that time? Was this in any way overwhelming to you, or were you ready for it?
No, I was ready for it.
I love that you have a trap phone. You have two trap phones. So what is that? You got connections with the cartel or something? They don't want you calling them off the iPhone?
Oh, man. Where you at? One more. So, yeah, anyway. So when I met her, dude, I was at Ritz-Carlton, Marina del Rey. And I had sex with her. I was like, oh, my God. We both admitted that we want to marry each other, right?
Right away.
And I do it. And my bodyguard in my Bentley, true story, said, I'll take you guys to get married. Great. So I'm drinking, she's drinking, So 3 hours later, and we woke up, we say, oh my God, we'll get married. Well, where we at? At the hotel. What? So he drove around for 3 hours. On the 105, the 110, then he drove around for 3 hours. We thought we were in Vegas and stuff like that. So we walk out the car, we go inside the door, so it's a fucking Ritz-Carlton.
He drove you around because he wanted to throw you off the scent and give you time to get sick of the idea?
That was it right there. That's the whole thing.
I was thinking that. I'm thinking it's his job to keep you out of trouble.
Right, yeah.
And not marrying.
So he did it for 3 hours. He said, I didn't want you to do that. That's great.
Do you have like a manager that sort of told him to do that, you think?
No.
He just took it upon himself to do that?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's brilliant.
Right.
How long did that relationship last, as long as we're talking about
3 years.
3 years.
Right.
A good 3 years?
Yes.
Why did it inevitably end?
Well, I introduced her to Navarro.
Dave Navarro.
I sure did. I introduced her at the Key Club where I met her. And she met him and married the fucker.
He's been slanging dick in this town for a long time.
That's why I hate that fucker sometimes, man. Because he always say, oh, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm that. Yeah, asshole. But what? Guess what? Who's more powerful, you or me?
That's a good question. I don't know.
See? Let's ask that. See?
Who is more powerful?
I don't get it. Watch this.
Here and there, over the years, I've met different porn star girls who inevitably have either fucked Dave Navarro or they are texting him right then and there while I'm hanging out with him. It's just he's still a presence.
You know what's amazing? See the girl right there beside you?
Mm-hmm.
Ask her something.
Ask her something?
Right there.
What should I ask her?
Ask her why she want me so much.
Why do you want Dennis so much?
You can't do this shit.
You've been friends for a long time. You're just hanging out. That's what she said. She seems like she's denying culpability in this.
No, guess what?
We've been friends for 25 years.
25 years of friendship?
25 years. We met at the Key Club.
Oh, also met at the Key Club. I don't know.
Wow. Come on, man. But it's amazing, though. If you ask men around the world for a perfect woman, I'm asking the same thing, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Show me a perfect woman.
My girlfriend, at Lena the Plug.
There we go. See?
Yes.
It's a plug, right?
Well, no, that's her Instagram name is Lena the Plug.
That's what. You know, I don't feel good today. Take care of yourself. Great.
That's what you say to your girls? I don't feel good?
No, she says that to me.
She said that?
No, women.
So who's your ideal woman at this point?
What?
Who's your ideal woman at this point? Or what does she need to be able to take on the Dennis Rodman challenge?
maintain herself first. After that, it's gravy, right?
She got to have her shit together to be able to handle you.
Why not?
You like being a challenge for a woman? It's like you're a real something to bite off for them.
Right.
Pause.
But it's funny though. Yeah, if your cock don't fit in a pussy, something wrong, right? And say like, you're not doing something. What?
You have that problem?
What?
Where it just doesn't fit?
This guy's love. this guy. I like this guy, man. This guy's love right here, man. Love this kid. You know what? What else you say when you see him?
When I see who?
That guy. The gay boy.
What gay boy? Dave Navarro?
No, Usher.
Oh, Usher. Yeah. Usher's not gay, is he?
I don't know. He seems like he is, right?
I don't know.
Oh, Versace. What the fuck, man?
That's the Migos. You thinking of Quavo?
A Negro?
No.
Really?
I like that. You're trying to catch me in some racist shit this whole interview? That's a good idea.
No. I'm just saying. A Negro.
Oh, right.
A Negro.
My uncle used to make that joke when I was a kid.
Oh, that's funny, right?
Something about the Negro.
The Negroes.
Right. Is that a slur these days, though? Like, on CNN, they were calling Kanye West a Negro after his whole little Trump thing, and then people are coming out pissed as fuck that they even used that phrase.
And I know it's amazing. I think that the fact that people need to relax.
You think so?
I said, don't relax. Don't do it. Let your mind get to it. Relax. Don't do it when you want to come.
Right.
There you go.
Switch it up a little bit.
Why not, baby? There you go.
Do you watch Kanye and see a little bit of yourself in what he's been up to lately, or how do you feel about him?
I don't get the whole voice of reason. I think the fact that Donald Trump is so intrigued by him is the fact that Donald Trump loves people kiss his ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Donald Trump by ego.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's amazing. If Donald Trump walked on the street, literally walked on the street.
On Melrose. That'd be a good look.
Right? What do you think?
Drip. I think he'd look great, you know? I'd like to see him in, like, the full Gucci jumpsuit walking down there.
Well, that'd be awesome, right?
Just him walking down the street? Yeah, it'd be amazing. I'd definitely Snapchat it.
By himself?
Well, that I don't know if he could handle that these days.
Yeah, you can.
They have the whole block snipers on the roof across the street.
That don't mean a goddamn thing, right?
Right.
You know, guess what? I forgot. I love people. You love people?
I do love a lot of people, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
So charity work, how's it going?
Charity work. Yes. I mean, we've been doing like different drops of clothing.
I'm doing a goddamn interview now.
Nojumper.com.
I'm doing an interview now. I got to do that. What's that all about?
No, we do clothing drops where we'll like give a percentage of all of the profits to different charities from Nojumper.com.
Right.
Right. Cool. You got to give back.
Always, man.
Yeah.
You know, you play one of my clips around the world. I always said that. I never played for money. It wasn't about the money.
What was it about?
It was about entertaining myself. Staying alive.
What do you think would have happened to you if you didn't find basketball?
For me, dead.
Really?
Yep.
That was the thing that was keeping you going?
Pretty much. And a lot of people don't understand that. You know what? When your mind is so occupied about other things in the world, and one thing you can't turn your mind off, where you at? You know, look at people that's blind. Look at people that don't hear. Look at those people. Look at those people. I got most of that shit right. That's what I got to get there. But I'm saying, look at those people. Seriously. God damn, man. Imagine you can't see. Really? But in your brain, your eyes, and your mind don't turn off because you want to see.
A little forearm grab. You got real soft hands. I'm not gonna lie. Do you want to light it? You can smoke that cigar right
no,
here.
No,
it's all good.
Okay.
No, it's all good.
All right, here we go.
Trap phone again. It's the cartel. Looks like a cartel. It says the cartel on the screen.
He was like, God damn, Dennis Rodman. The world famous Dennis Rodman.
World famous Dennis Rodman talking to the cartel. I just wanted to ask, though, because when we look at Trump and Kanye's little friendship, it reminds us of you and the Supreme Leader a little bit.
But the only thing about Kanye, I think he wants to present a message to, to our culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But I think he's going the wrong way by doing it.
Why do you say that?
Because you know what? If you look back in the 60s and 70s, it's amazing how a lot of white people used to kiss black people a lot.
Kiss?
Yeah, kiss. I mean, it's supposed to be like celebration. celebrate. Okay. It's supposed to like they hug each other, but when they kiss each other on the cheek. And guess what? We embrace it, man. But now, since we're so social conscious right now about life, everything is about bullshit. Mm. Everything is about negativity. Everything is about what can I do to fuck you over? Mm. Wait a minute, really? That's all we think about in life, right? I guess. What do you guys think in America? What do you guys think? You know, your mom, your aunt, your sister, your brother, what the hell? What are we doing to each other? Mm. And say, so why are we divided? Who did that?
But
who did this dividing shit in the world for us?
I mean, I think Trump has played a big role in it.
No, I'm just saying, but why? Why are we doing this to us? I'm not mad.
I could give a lot of reasons. I think the media has a lot to do with it. I think Trump has obviously been, you know, he's pushed people apart in a huge way.
But why?
Because we live in a world of so much mass information. There's so much information coming out, and they realize that the way people want to consume information is in this sort of adversarial sense. Like when you watch SportsCenter, it's not. Let's talk about a topic. Let's put two motherfuckers at war against each other.
See, that's what it's all about, right there. That's what I've been saying, right? And I'm saying them.
Plug Colin.
Only in the Isaac.
Freestyle to your ringtone.
Right? Damn it. Wow. That's a wow.
That's some new shit.
Yeah, but it's new shit, right?
Right.
Great.
But, like, okay, let's put it this way. You'll get more ratings if you have one guy who says Dennis Rodman's a piece of shit and one guy who says Dennis Rodman's just great, and you put them at war against each other, rather than if you have one sort of neutral commentator that's just saying, this is what Dennis Rodman said today.
No, it was funny, though. When I went to the Bulls, the team in 95, all the reporters came to me and said, Dennis, you know what? I'm the bad reporter. I'm going to write negative shit about you. And the other guy said, I'm the good guy. He writes some negative, tomorrow I'll write some positive. I said, great. They came first. I said, here we go. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Got it, right?
Right. Well, it's like a good cop, bad cop thing, huh?
I know, pretty much.
Yeah. They want to sort of turn themselves against each other to sort of play with your mind. Like, this is the better option. Right. This is the better alternative.
Pretty much.
Yeah. When you, like, all that heat you were getting back in the day when you first won the Bulls and you're dyeing your hair and you're doing all this crazy shit, how did that compare to the heat that you got during your North Korea moment?
That was easy, though, here. But in
the
North
recent
Korea,
one.
The one I got emotional, and my good friend Maddie videotaped everything.
He was there filming.
This guy, look
he at got him. A bunch of trap phones on him, too.
What?
One of them was plugged into a Mophie.
There he is. I told you.
Yeah, so how did those two experiences compare?
The only reason why I went to Singapore is the fact that when I got emotional, because I just want to see it. I want to see what I created.
Mm.
And when that happened, and when Donald Trump said, before he walked into me, he said, hey, dude, I made sure that the fact that I'm going to like this guy in 2 minutes. But people don't get that part. They got the part when he walked out and said, I like this guy. I like this guy, right? Mm-hmm. I like that little short guy. I like that short guy. Guess what? He wants to do a meeting in North Korea.
Trump.
Sure do.
He did. That was big. That changed the game.
I know, right?
In terms of foreign policy and stuff. Do you desire to go back to North Korea?
Absolutely. I'm saying, though, 7 years ago, we didn't give a shit about North Korea.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
And Trump's over here squashing beef.
I'm saying, right? How about that? We didn't give a shit about North Korea 7 years ago. Even Guam.
Right.
We didn't care about Guam.
Still don't. Still don't know shit about Guam.
We don't know where I'm goddamn thinking about Guam, right?
Some girl started talking about Guam the other day to me. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know a lot
about Guam.
There's
a lot of hot girls over there.
In Guam.
Oh, yeah, shit. It's like Hawaii.
What place has the hottest girls? Anywhere on earth.
Switzerland, New Zealand, London. They love fucking. Seriously, these bitches will give a nickel or a dime to have sex with someone.
Right.
Right?
Someone. Anyone. You're like acting like you don't understand what you're bringing to the plate.
I know, right? I said someone. Someone, damn it. Yes, right?
You're acting like you're not a ridiculously tall, rich, successful, famous basketball player. You got a lot of attributes.
Guess what? Man, I always talk about it. Man, I never talk about myself.
Mm.
Do I? I never talk about me. I always talk about everybody else. Mm. You know, I've done me.
Right.
I've done.
Are you sick of yourself?
Some days.
You might tap the...
That's Eddie Vedder's daughter, Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam.
Right.
That's his daughter calling.
What's she up to?
I'm not fucking her. I'm sorry.
That's real.
Right?
I don't give a fuck about Pearl Jam. What'd they ever do for hip-hop?
What?
Right?
What?
Pearl Jam. What'd they ever do for hip-hop?
Show me 10 hip-hop individuals.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you Pearl Jam. Makes sense.
I think Pearl Jam should have put Snoop Dogg on a song.
No, I'm saying, but either way, it's ashy, right?
You want me to tell you 10 hip hop rappers? 10 rappers.
You know what? As far as rapping, they're making money? Great. That's cool, right? I can't hear this shit, fucking girls, da 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 da. This, what are you telling me, really?
That doesn't do it for you.
I'm just saying, guess what? I live this life. What the fuck? And right. What, right? That's all you talk about? Makes sense. Give me something to live by down the road.
Pearl Jam does it for you?
Why not? Listen to music.
Right. That's mostly what you listen to, though? A lot of rock and stuff? You're over hip-hop?
No. That's good.
So no rap?
No rap.
Really? It's interesting. I'm still in it. Sometimes when I talk to older dudes in rap, they're like, how the fuck are you still listening to all this fucking gangster rap? I'm like, I don't know. It just still works for me.
Hey, man, to each his own, right?
Yeah, I'd like to think that I'll go through a phase in my life where it's like all Aretha Franklin all the time or something.
Here we go, change the gears.
Pearl Jam.
Did you know that Jesus and God never met?
Yeah. Makes sense to me, I guess.
You ever notice that? They never met each other.
What?
Never met. Really?
But I don't think anybody's pretending that God was an actual physical human being, whereas the idea is that Jesus was.
No, I'm saying, either way, Jesus, what? They say is black, Hispanic, Jewish, what?
Well, if you're from Egypt, you probably ain't going to be white, right?
I'm saying, either way, how you look at spirituality,
mm-hmm.
How do you do that? Who do you pray to?
Nobody.
I mean, so who do you pray to? Say, Muhammad Ali, right?
Right.
His name was more mentioned than God for a while.
Right.
It's amazing. You know, oh God, Jesus, what the fuck, right? Oh my God, what the fuck? Every day you say Jesus and God every day. So, Jesus, shit, right?
Yeah, but that's not really talking about Jesus, right? I said
the name.
Right.
Jesus, oh God. Mm-hmm. It just comes out, right?
I don't know if I really believe that Muhammad Ali was mentioned more than God ever. Yeah, because it, every culture is talking about God.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Right.
But I'm saying, but he was.
Damn, that's crazy.
I know, right?
When you look at Muhammad Ali, do you feel like that's somebody who motivated you or inspired you to try to be great?
You know, the only changing gears.
Always. There's a bike shop.
changing gears.
It's a bike shop.
I know, right?
We're changing gears.
Yeah, right?
We don't sell any bikes that have gears.
I agree. So you know the reason that who really cared about black people as far as a white president was one.
Bill Clinton. He had a saxophone.
I don't know. JFK.
JFK.
He started that shit.
What did he do?
That's how he got shot.
You think that they killed him because he was fucking with black people too much?
No. I'm saying he tried to change the racism back then because he was worried about the black people.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? But getting shut out. I mean, just look at the shit, man. I mean, guess what? When he starts talking about the race of black people,
mm-hmm.
like my color, it's amazing that all of a sudden they try to turn on him. I mean, guess what? They even went up with all the mafia.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, it went south. So why did they shoot him, of all president? Why did they shoot him?
I don't know. Did they ever really figure that one out?
That's what I'm saying. Really, it's a mystery.
I've been meaning to watch that documentary for 10 years.
But it's like, you know, it don't mean shit. But watch how he talked before that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people forget the little things that adds up to the big shit. You know, like Donald Trump. Somebody want to shoot his ass right now. What the fuck?
Right? A lot of people want to shoot him.
Oh, like a motherfucker, right?
That's what we have the Secret Service for, to protect our beloved president.
You know, hey, Donald Trump, how about this, man? Love you, man. Love you, Donald. Watch this. I'll take care of this. Remember that bullshit?
What?
$130 Oh, cash. That bitch. You fuck.
Oh, the payment he made to Stormy Daniels.
It was funny as fuck, though. He Donald Trump did some real cool shit, right? He said, okay, great. I'm a hell of this shit. You go to goddamn Dubai or the Bay or whatever and meet kids. That's funny as fuck, right? How you did that shit? I'm like, what? He took his wife over there, told her, you know, the girl, you know, anything, right?
Mm-hmm. do you look at Donald Trump and his interaction with porn stars and stuff? Does that make you relate to him a little bit more? That he's sort of with the shits. He's been around. He's made illicit payments to porn stars to keep him quiet. I assume you've probably done some stuff like that, right?
I've done a lot of that. in my life. I'll give a shot. I've done a lot of that. Yes.
I'll cut the check. Keep your mouth shut.
I've done a lot of that. Okay, but I'm saying it's very difficult to understand how people work as far as powerful people with money. Mm. And, you know, it's amazing when you have money and you see people that's poor, what do?
Try to help?
No, what I'm saying.
Or try to ignore them, I guess.
But I'm saying that we're so intelligent about information about anything about technology. All we do is one thing. You'll say your fucking mom or dad knows you have a cell phone. Mm. That sucks. Wow. I need my cell phone. Fuck the card. I need my cell phone.
You got two of them.
I know, right? These are guys called me $30 a piece.
$30 a piece. This was probably like $1,000, but right? I could probably store a lot more numbers than those.
I know, right?
Why'd you end up with the trap foot? I don't understand.
I'm illiterate.
Really? You don't like
just illiterate. I can't do it.
You never had an iPhone.
But he's doing it right now.
Oh, okay. So he'll kind of handle some stuff for you.
My iPad, right?
Oh, so when you followed me on Twitter, that was him, not you.
That's the other guy.
Let's just pretend that it was a real follow.
That's a guy that agreed.
Right. Because that's a lot of times. You know, when I got the Drake follow on Instagram, I'm thinking, like, does he have a guy on his team who did this for him? You never really know, you know?
Watch this. I'm going to show you something. Watch this. Take Drake, Usher, Michael Jackson, anyone that's in that level.
I've been thinking about those three and what the differences are and how they relate to each other a lot lately.
You know, it's amazing. People around the world are more intrigued about me than them.
Wait, what'd you say?
Intrigue.
You're intrigued. Me. They're intrigued by you. Yeah. I believe that. Have you met Drake? I bet he's super fascinated by you, right?
I know that. Put Drake here. I don't give a shit. He makes music. Great things. And what? What do you got to say?
You don't just naturally.
Oh, man, come on. Ready? Come on.
You're not impressed by the music?
This way, Drake won't pass me. I don't even know who he is.
Really?
Hell no. Okay, great. It's a light-skinned black guy.
Right. What? Well, he's done some stuff.
I don't give a shit. What are you going to do to me? Nothing. Ready? You have $100 million. I got $1 million.
I do not have $100 million for the record.
Okay.
You could probably help me get there.
How about $10,000?
Okay, I got that.
I have like $10. Mm-hmm. I do the same thing
you do.
Scaled
it down. Why you got to make it a little bit more relatable.
Hey, how about $10? Okay, fucking asshole. So shit. Right. So we almost done. Cause time to go.
Yeah. Anything else we should touch on? I know you're on limited time here.
What do we want to hit on?
You've been working on music.
No, anyway, yeah. Brandon right here, this very smart guy, 24 years old, right here. So anyway, integrating Dennis Rodman into the hip hop world, as you spoke of.
Even though you don't listen to Pearl Jam.
No, that's why I go dabble.
You dabble. Not with Drake.
I'm gonna stand up. As long as it makes people money, I don't care, man. You know, as long as it's up. Like I said, my partner here and his compadres of love here, they're doing a great job for me. Mm-hmm. Keep me relevant, and I thank him very much. And I say a lot about this guy, Brandon. Thank you, Brandon. Thank your team here. Thank your team.
What does it take for somebody to be able to manage you? Patience? Tolerance?
Well, that's a good one. Patience. You know what? It's just hard, man. It's hard to do one thing. It's hard to be happy a lot. It's hard to be happy. When you're on top, it's very hard to be happy because who you trust? I mean, who do you trust? You know, I can talk to people all day long, but guess what? Either way, they're going to sit there and some way try to fuck your life over. Mm. And I try to do one thing. Understand my kids because I think I trust them, and I can't talk about that. God, it's just,
I trust your kids. I don't even know them.
I get emotional. I share my kids. I keep talking about because I suck.
Right.
But I think it's good though that you have a voice of reason on your show here, and people should listen to this.
You think?
It should.
I'm the voice of reason or you're the voice of reason?
No, I'm saying the voice of reason, the fact that you got tattoos, this, and guess what? with or without tattoos, without piercings, without everything in the world, we're the same.
Right.
We're the same.
I feel that.
We're the same. We go to church every Sunday, and guess what?
Nope.
No, no sin.
This is what I wanted to talk to you about. Right? If I'm going to ask you one last question.
Right.
A lot of the way people dress and shit right now, especially in rap,
right.
You pioneered that shit. The colored hair.
No. Listen, but it was so funny, though, that the fact that Michael Jordan...
Vanilla in comparison to you. You were out there on left heel. He was clean cut.
I was clean.
You were wilding.
I was out there doing it right. You know what? It was amazing. I'll give you that's a good story before I leave, right?
Okay.
Connected to you.
Let's do it.
What's your name? Adam?
Adam.
I'm Eve.
Pause.
Oh, come on, man.
It's funny that some guy from like a basketball website is going to watch this interview and have to try to make sense of it.
Right, make sense of it. What the fuck is that, right?
Somebody from Slam Magazine is watching this like, what the fuck am I watching?
So anyway, so basketball news, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I used to play for Chicago and at the center court, probably twice a week, I would take a girl there, one of the little boys, the cheerleaders, I'll lay there on the floor, butt naked. Started listening to music, and now you are the Chicago Bulls, and that's watch the music play right now. Like, wow, she said, "Are we gonna do this?" I said, "Yes." So I went over, got a glass of water, hydrate myself.
Very important.
Thank you.
Love hydration. Love water.
Hydrate myself. Yes, and she said yes, and she says, "Lay right there and say, fuck me." I said, "Okay."
She rode the pony in the middle, on the half court line.
She loved it, right?
And you on your back, nothing but net,
while she
was riding it.
I don't shoot.
Oh.
You know.
Could have given it a shot.
Well, this is a true story, man. I used to fuck girls at the Bulls Stadium, you know, like at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, shit like that.
There's nobody around to stop that kind of thing happening?
No, security's over there.
And they were letting you rock?
It's a true story.
Right.
And that's why bodyguard George, he'll say, oh, yeah, he's going to fuck girls all the goddamn time. A lot of pops and shit. You know, pops and sticks and stuff like that. Boom, what the fuck? Melt. Boom. I'm sorry.
No, if there's anything that you told us.
See, you.
I'm so glad you told us about that.
Yeah. Are you ready to go?
She looks ready to go.
Oh, no, she's always perfect.
I mean, if she came to hang out with you, she's signed up for the wild ride.
No, she don't got to sweat. Take a while on the wild side, right?
Right.
And guess what? So name me three guys, significant in the world, music or not music, that's wilder, successful.
That's wilder and more successful than you?
Yeah.
Jeez, I don't know.
That's three people.
Three people who are wilder than you and more successful? I don't know, man. That's tough to say.
This is fucking fun.
I don't know what your net worth is either. Yeah, I'm supposed to compare it to.
I could be worth a dollar bill.
You know who Tekashi 6ix9ine is?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of him?
What?
He's pretty wild.
What?
Tekashi 6ix9ine is a rapper from New York.
Oh, I thought you said a cock 6ix9ine. I thought you said a cock 6ix9ine.
Whoa.
Wait, that's what you said, right?
No.
Cock 6ix9ine.
There's a rapper named 6ix9ine. That's what they call him sometimes, too. I feel like you probably, like, he might be too young to have necessarily experienced what your time in the NBA was like and everything. But when you see him coming out here with the crazy colored hair and he's just wilding out, doing all this crazy stuff, I feel like, you know, in some level, like, you created the category that he sort of exists in now.
Well, I just think that the fact that when I did it in 1993, I think the fact that people were used to that because the elements about creativity,
mm-hmm.
It was born somewhere in London in the 60s. And it was funny, though, how they was doing, you know, all the wild hair, the color hair, the tattoos and stuff like that. But there was no voice of reason back then.
Mm.
Everyone did the same thing. Smoke weed, get drugs, and what the fuck, die.
Right.
So, you know what? Look at the baby boomers right now. It's probably like maybe two left.
Right.
No, it's what they call Generation X. It came back. The movement's coming back right now.
So you were sort of influenced by the punk rock
movement. No, what's that? I'm saying they couldn't pull that off in a national state now.
Mm.
I did it in 1993 and still doing it today. And guess what? All of a sudden, people have this reachability to make people influence certain things in life. When it's like, okay, great, you got tattoos, great, you got tattoos, you got this, you got that, the color, okay, great. What's next? Mm. What's next in life? What is next?
What's next after colored hair?
That's what I'm saying, right?
Face tattoos, I guess.
I know, right?
Yeah. You're going to go that? You done with the tattoos?
Really, yep. Anyway, so on a good note, today is a good day, right?
Let's fuck this day in the ass.
Let's do it, right?
That's what I'm saying, man. Hey.
Love is good, baby.
Dope getting to meet you, man. Right, right. One of my childhood heroes. About the weirdest conversation I ever had, but hey, man, you got to laugh. That's your move, huh? You grab them by the tricep. Let's go.
Let's go, dude. All right, baby.
Hey, much respect, Dennis Rodman, motherfucking GOAT.
Right.
NoJumper.com.
Right. Either way, so love is style, right?
Love. We're going to propagate love, and we're going to stop hate.
Why not?
And we're going to listen to Pearl Jam. Forever. Right. Dennis Rodman, man. No Jumper.
Live, Adam.
Live. Appreciate you, man. Thank you. All right, man.